ring is, Evan. I believe that's Irene.
I know it's Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, investments in the Edwards, Skimp, and Peabody Lost Treasure Expedition have fallen off rather badly. Secretary Skimp is quite upset by the lack of money pouring into the company's coffers. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Chatham Down store and library. Lum is getting a pep talk from the secretary by telephone.
Yeah, well, we do our best, Squire. Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. All right, Squire. Yeah. All right, goodbye.
Wants us to get more investors for the treasury company, huh?
Yeah.
I figured that was it.
Claims he can't proceed ahead with the plans for the expedition unless we take in more money.
Well, I don't know where we're going to get any loan. Everybody wanted to get in on this deal at first, but now when we start asking them to actually put up money while they start backing out.
Yeah. Reckon they aim for Squire, just let them in free for nothing.
Huh?
Just take them along on a trip or nothing?
Well, I know.
Let them dig for the treasury?
Well, they got to put up money. Ain't no doubt about that.
Well, we oughtn't to let nobody see that map. Might get up another company and charge them less and make another trip.
Yeah, just take the map and put an X on it. They'd have it. We don't want that to happen, I know.
It's Cedric's the only investor we've got so far.
Yeah.
That $100 of his is all we've taken in.
It's a lucky thing we got him. I worked on Moe's Moose down at the barber shop the other day for a couple of hours, I believe, anyway. Final wound up by him selling me a bottle of hair tonic, and that was it.
Yeah, well, maybe we ought to use a different sales talk.
Different, huh?
And maybe we ought to explain to them how they get to be a regular part of the company when they invest in it. How they get to vote and all that stuff.
Get to vote?
Yeah, that's right in them rules we drawed up.
Well?
For every $20 you put in, you get one vote.
One vote on what?
On anything that comes up in the company.
Huh?
Any matters, it's got to be decided, or new officer first to be elected, or anything at all.
Well, that ought to make folks want to get anything, Mom. Wait a minute. There comes Cedric up out there now. Reckon what he wants coming over here this time of day.
More likely wants some more peanut butter.
Yeah, he loves an Admiral's peanut butter.
You better get shut at him as quick as you can, Admiral. We got to get out and find some new investors.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I'll talk to as many folks as I can while I'm out making a delivery this afternoon. Howdy, Cedric.
Morning, Mr. Abner.
What can we do for you today? Jar of peanut butter, I reckon.
No, Mama. He had up that last bottle yet. Just want to get out of that expedition company.
Huh?
I want my $100 back. Papa said
you want your $100? Now, just a minute here now,
Papa
Cedric.
Said I oughtn't to waste my money this way. Said I ought to save it.
Well, listen, Cedric, this ain't wasting it. And even if your papa
well,
does...
Now, wait a minute, Abner. If Cedric wants to withdraw out and his papa says he ought to, we'll let him do it.
Well... Mom, you know how many investors we got.
I know. But when we started this company, we said we wasn't going to take nobody in unless they come in by their own free wills and accord. We're going to stick to that.
Well, there goes the company.
Cedric, I'll have to call Squire Skimp because we turn all the money over to him. So you have to get the cash from him.
Well, just so I get it, that's all I care. Papa said I could lawsuit the president of the company if I wanted to.
Lawsuit? Now, Cedric, you ain't got no grounds for that. This is a perfect legal company as far as I know.
Well, Papa said it.
Well, Cedric, your papa don't know everything.
Hello, Squire.
He's
this
nice
is
Lum.
No, new investors. I just want to talk to you about our old ones.
He makes his mind up too quick.
Yeah, he wants his $100 back.
And it's stubborn-headed.
Yeah, now, wait a minute. Calm yourself down, Squire. If he wants to, why, we got to let him do it.
But he's a nice fellow.
Oh, his papa's been talking to him.
I reckon.
I know, but we got to do it. You know what? Uh-oh, that's bad. Yeah, that's about all we can do. Well, all right then, Squire. Goodbye.
What's bad, Law?
Can I see you alone for a... second of a minute, Abner.
Yeah, sure.
Well, when do I get my $100, Mr. Lum?
Well, wait right there, Cedric, and I'll explain the whole thing to you in just a half a second. Come over here, Abner.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Yeah, this ought to be far enough away.
What did Squire say, Lum?
He's done spent that $100.
Done spent it?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Said he had to spend it on different expenses for the expedition.
Doggies, that is bad. Well, what are we going to do now?
Well, Squire suggested we try to stall Cedric off till we take in some other invest and pay him out of that.
We can try, I reckon. Cedric might have a long wait, though, I'm afraid, the way things look now.
Yeah, hate to stall him off, too. How much money we got in the cash drawer with her?
I don't know. We paid Dan Bill at the wholesale house Saturday, so we ain't got more than, $12 on hand, I don't reckon. You want me to give him that?
No, ain't hardly enough for a down payment, even. I don't know what to do.
No, I don't mean.
Reckon we better just try to talk him into waiting a few days.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Mom. Why don't we tell him about voting and all that stuff and being a part of the company? That might make him want to stay in the company if he knows he got to do
that. That's a good idea, but he likes that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Glad you brought that up.
Good for me. Hooray.
Well, come on, let's try that.
Yeah. Cedric, we want to tell you something. We want to talk to you.
Listen, Cedric, there's a couple of things about our company that I don't believe we explained to you when you made your invest.
Yeah, they're awful interesting things, too, Cedric. You'll like them. I know you will. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to get my $100 back. That's what I'd like.
Well, wait till you hear this now, Cedric. Tell him, Mom.
Well, Cedric, when you invested in our company, that made you a regular bona fide part of it. Yes, sir. That made you a full-fledging member of it in good standing. Entitled to vote and everything.
Did you hear that, Cedric? You get to vote in the company. You get to vote on election of the officers and, well, anything that comes up. You can vote on it.
Yeah, and not only do you get to vote, but you get to vote five times.
Five times?
Why, sure, five whole times, Cedric. Because, see, the rules of the company say that you get one vote for every $20 you put in. And you put in $100, so you get five. Yeah, that's right. Five votes, that's what you get. I suppose the fine error instead of subdividing, I believe.
I get five votes, huh?
Yes, sir, that's what you get, five of them.
Well, let's have a meeting right now, then.
Uh-huh.
And vote on my $100.
Well, you can't have a meeting just any old time, Cedric.
Oh, the company rule says you got to get a majority of the investors together before you can hold a meeting.
Why, sure.
That means most of them.
Oh, well, how many more are they in there besides me?
Well, actually, you're the only one so far, Cedric. But there's going to be a lot more of them pretty soon, though, I think.
I'm the only one now, though, huh?
Well, I'd say yes.
Well, that makes me most of them, then, don't it?
Yeah, I reckon it does. Yeah.
All right, then, I'm calling a meeting right now. Cedric will now come to order.
Now, wait a minute, Cedric. If there's any meetings going on, why, me and Lum and Squire's got to be in on them. Don't forget we're the officers in the company. We'll vote you down.
Well, how many votes do you fellas get?
Well, we get, Don't get long. We ain't invested in this company ourselves yet, have we?
Granny, that's right.
I ain't put up no money, I know.
We've been working so hard to get other folks in on it that we clean forgot about ourselves.
Yeah, I know Squire ain't put no money in it yet, neither. So, Cedric's the only one that's got any votes, looks like.
That's what I figured. Cedric will now come to order. All them in favor say A. A, 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 A. There's my five votes.
Mom, can't you think of something to do this?
Is there any new business to be bringed up at the meeting?
Oh, my.
Yes, there is, Mr. Cedric. I make a motion we lawsuit the president of the company. All them in favor.
Now, wait just a minute, Cedric. I know you can't lawsuit the president.
Officer says I can.
Well, we say you can. We're the high-up officers in this outfit. Don't forget that.
Yeah, I'm still president around here, Cedric, even if I ain't got no votes.
Yes, sir.
So I ought to have something to say about it. So I'm telling you here and now, you can't lawsuit us.
Is them the rules of the company?
Well, yeah, sort of. They ain't. They ought to be.
Of course they ought to be. So if Rom says you can't, why, he can't do it. I don't think.
Well, that's the way it works, huh?
Yes, sir.
President has to be for it before I can do it.
Yes, sir. Bob, sir.
All right, then I'll take care of that.
Uh-huh.
Another meeting's in order again. All them in favor of throwing Mr. Lum out of being president, say A. A five times. Motion carries.
Now, wait a minute now, Cedric.
You can't do this,
no,
Cedric.
Sir.
All them in favor of Cedric we hunt for president of the company, say A. Five times.
Uh-huh.
Cedric carries. Hooray for Cedric.
Hi, doggy, this has went too far. Lum, what are we going to do?
Granny's, I don't know. Come over here in the corner and let's have a conference.
Yeah, we better have something, or do something or something, I know that.
President Cedric will now call a special meeting of the company.
Getting the company clean away from us, Lum. He can't do that, can he?
Well, that's the worst part about it. I'm afraid he can.
How?
According to the rules of the company, he's perfect within his rights. Legal.
You mean he's actual president of the company now, Cedric? We, huh?
Yes, I can figure out he is.
Oh, my goodness, alive.
And it's going to take a batch of study to straighten this out again.
Well, what can we do, Lum? What can we do?
All we can do is just wait till we get enough money together to invest more money in the company than Cedric's got, and then outvote him.
Outvote him, huh?
Yeah. In the meantime, we got to handle him awful careful, you know what?
Huh?
It's a dangerous office for him to hold, being president.
Dangerous for him to hold anything, Cedric.
Yeah, you be nice to them and try to keep him from getting out of hand and running the company before we can get control of it again.
Be nice to him, huh?
Yeah. Act like we're glad he's president and all that.
Well, I'll try it. That ain't going to be easy to do, though. Squire ain't going to like this neither, Lum.
None of us is going to like it.
But we got to be careful. Come on. Let's talk to him some more.
All right.
I'll let him use my desk in here so as we can keep an eye on him.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, President Weehunt, how's everything going?
Oh, doggone it anyway. Trouble, trouble, trouble.
Trouble? What's wrong, Sandy?
Oh, double trouble. That's the way it is when you get to be a big executive. Trouble, trouble, trouble.
Well, what's your trouble, Cedric?
Well, here, I've just been president a few minutes, and I'm being lawsuited already.
Lawsuit? Who by?
By me.
Huh?
I just now held a special meeting, and we all voted to lawsuit the president of the company. Then I recollected that was me now. Lawsuit myself. That's what I did.